It's a pleasure for me to be here with Senator Vogel and Senator Ward. Senator Ward and I, our districts connect, and we share a very agricultural-based county in Huntington County. And Senator Vogel, of course, not only is the chairman of our Agriculture Committee, but also a farmer. And so no one knows these issues better than the two of them. And so it's great to stand here with them. You know, if you go around the building today, you see quite a bit of farmers around. It's Farm Bureau Day, and they're all visiting with their legislature and legislator. And last year when they were here, I got a chance to speak at their lunch, and I challenged my fellow legislators, including myself and the governor, that it's nice to be, you know, to sit with the farmers and say you're for them, but what are you doing? What are we doing to assist the agriculture industry? At that time, there certainly was a dairy crisis, and what were we doing to step up? To make things better for our farmers and in our districts and in the Commonwealth. Because I always look at agriculture as a national security issue. If we are not producing the resources that we need to sustain ourselves, then we are putting ourselves at risk. And so when we look at the demographics, where we have four farmers for every farmer, every four farmers over the age of 65, we have about one farmer under the age of 35. That's a demographic that doesn't work. And that's a demographic that we need to address. And so this is the first step. This is the beginning. And Senator Vogel deserves a great deal of credit for bringing this issue forward. And it's something, as the majority leader, I am committed to running through the Senate quickly to get it to the House and then be part of the budget discussion to make sure that there's resources there to fund it. We have to take these types of steps. We cannot just allow, as some people would say, you know, just allow the market to take its course. If the market's taking its course in a way that is not good for the future of our Commonwealth, then we need to step in as public officials and make sure that we can be in a position to sustain ourselves for generations to come. So this is a great step, and I applaud again Senator Vogel for his leadership and look forward to running this through the Senate quickly and being in place in short order.